Chapter 1. The Gnome. Long ago, in a land of forests and mountains, two kingdoms sat side by side. One, on the borders of a forest, was inhabited by men and women who lived and worked on farms and in villages. In this place, the sun shone on most days and rain fell only when it was really needed. As any traveler through the region could report, the people there were always busy, usually happy, and never sad for long. The second kingdom, however, was hidden from sight, for it lay mostly beneath a mountain whose base went so deep that it seemed to reach almost to the fiery center of the earth. This was the kingdom of the gnomes, and its ruler was one Beryl Hardstone. Beryl was a princely sort, given his fabulous wealth. Beryl had all the traits and powers of gnomes. He was small, bearded, and not particularly handsome, at least in human terms. He could move through solid earth as easily as through air, and he could carry with him whatever he held in his hands. This was useful because, in true gnome fashion, Beryl was a miner and he liked to take his precious stones with him. Now, Beryl wasn't one of those princes who just sat around counting his treasures. He did some of that, of course, since there was so much treasure. Hundreds and hundreds of other gnomes toiled for the prince, gathering rocks big and small. Then Beryl would work his magic, turning them into precious stones and metals. For another talent this gnome had was the ability to change the form of any living or non-living thing as it suited him.